All right. Well, good evening. I call this meeting to order at 5:19 on June 10th. Let's start with item one, roll call.
Okay, starting with the roll call, we'll begin with Ashley Jackson.
Here.
Eric Howard.
Here.
Cedric Smith.
Present.
Dylan Sisk. Josue Romero.
Here.
Iris Berry.
Present.
John Dalton. We have quorum. We may proceed.
All right, thank you. Well, let's go to item two, the approval of minutes, the meeting minutes of May 13th. They were sent out on Monday with, or yesterday with the agenda. They're brief because we didn't have a quorum that first meeting in May, but we do still have to approve those minutes. May 21st meeting minutes will be included in next month's agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the May 13th meeting minutes?
Yes, sir.
I saw it was canceled, correct?
Right. Canceled and rescheduled due to quorum. So we just need to approve that we indeed met but didn't have quorum.
I reviewed, sir.
It looked good to me.
Good to me. I think I feel comfortable with moving towards a vote to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Anybody like to make a motion? Okay.
All right, hearing a motion in a second, we'll go to vote. Ashley Jackson?
Aye.
Eric Howard?
Aye.
Cedric Smith?
Aye.
Josue Romero?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you. All right, let's go to the third agenda item, call to the audience. So this time is reserved for members of the public to provide any comments. Do we have anyone on that would like to share anything? See anybody else on? Nobody is able to or going to share. I think we can move on to item four. So item four, we would need the lens. This item four is the HRC letter regarding Cesar Chavez holiday. We need to be here to take notes on the edits since Belen drafted the letter. So I do have some questions for the letter. So I would suggest that we move on to item five and see if Belen is able to join us a little later.
Yes, that's fine.
Let's move on to item five, TCE resolution updates. You might recall at our last HRC meeting last month on the rescheduled date in May, on the work that has happened since the HRC passed the resolution November last year. And we had suggested at the end of his update that an idea to provide a very similar update to the mayor and council with similar information. And I said that I would be in touch with my council person and with Daniel offline to see what that kind of update could look like. So I did reach out to Kevin Dahl, Ward 3, and mentioned the idea. And Kevin invited me to a conversation to have with them. So I'm currently scheduling with Kevin's staff on finding a date and time for that conversation. I did let Daniel know and invited him to be in that pre-conversation with Kevin. And Daniel's also going to, he said, run it by the Pima County partners that he's been working with. So Supervisor Cano's office and the Public Health Department before going any further with the city, just to make sure that his partners there that he's been working with have no questions or reservations about, you know, providing any kind of update to the mayor and council. And he said if there's no issues or if there, if, you know, any questions can be answered, that he is happy to provide that update and to join me with the brief conversation with Kevin Dahl. So I would leaving this on the agenda as we have been waiting for a time when hopefully Daniel is able to provide that update. Any questions?
No questions, but I did just want to make a note. I know I had also, out of an abundance of accountability and communication, I know I had also said that I would reach out to my ward council member. I have not been able to do that yet, but Eric, if that's okay with you, because you've already kind of made that connection with Kevin Dahl and it's in the works of getting that conversation started, if you'd like me to proceed in still reaching out to Paul Cunningham, I can. If not, and you just want me to wait to see where your meeting goes, I can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm fine with just leaving this as is with Kevin. It sounds like Kevin's very open to this and may have some ideas on the best way to provide that update. I think there was also maybe another agenda item, too, that you were going to check in with Paul on. And that was, I think, the HRC Pima County update, which is later in the agenda. But I think I'm good with just keeping it as is with Kevin on this topic.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think I might be getting agenda items mixed up, but okay, perfect. Thank you.
No problem. Any other questions? All right. Let's go. I don't see Belen on here, so let's continue on with the agenda. Item 6, update from HRC representative to LGBTQ plus. Josue, you mentioned last month on the you updated us. Proclamation, just noting that either.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. It was cutting in and out, so I was trying to pick up what you were saying. But I believe you were asking about the proclamation.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you all hear me? Maybe.
Yes, sir. I can hear you. I think, Eric, are you out of the country? Hello? That might be why.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay.
It comes in and out, but I'm making out, I think, what you were asking, which was around the proclamation. I did send language over to the mayor's office before, like, that deadline. However, when I sent it, the response I got was that she had already looked at and signed a different version or like something before. And so I did respond back to say, that I think it was important to incorporate some of the pieces that I had added, given that that was drafted, through like just how, like, listening sessions that we've been having in the community, or in inviting folks to come and like share with the LGBTQ plus council, commission, around their experiences. And so I kind of advocated some more, and, the proclamation was presented last night. Two pieces got added in, which I was very appreciative of, because they were very important pieces that I felt strongly should be included. And so that was presented last night at the mayor and council meeting. The other thing around like the LGBTQ plus commission, last month there was like an issue with like the virtual link. And so it didn't, it got canceled. And then because of the proclamation reading yesterday, the meeting got rescheduled for tomorrow. So then this month's meeting will take place tomorrow evening.
Thank you. That was helpful. Can you hear me okay?
I believe it's your connection, Eric. You're coming in, going in bits and pieces.
Okay. I'm going to try to call in. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we heard you.
I hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to try to call in, but just continue to go as continue on with the agenda. So, I think I heard most of your update. Appreciate that. Is there anything else from your work with the LGBTQ commission that you'd like to share?
I guess the last thing is, I know that tomorrow we will go through like the formal process to appoint Erna as the LGBTQ plus commissioner representative to the HRC. And so that will be taking place tomorrow. Then we can send that over to the city clerk's office. So then that part will continue to move through the process.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm going to try to call and hop off and only use my phone line. Sorry, hold on. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you.
All clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, great. Any questions from item six for Josue? All right. I think from what I heard, we can move on. But if there is something that is I might have missed in the choppiness, you can tell me now, and I can make sure to address it. Otherwise, I feel good about moving on. Okay. Let's move on to item seven, missing and murdered Indigenous people update.
I don't have an update to share. I haven't received any like updates from the ward office, but I sent like a quick like an email just as a follow up. I haven't heard back, but I do know that I did connect with April, who is part of the task force. And she wasn't able to join us this month, but if we're open to having her next month, she's happy to come and share her experience on the task force and what she has information that she's able to share with us.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. And you said that April would be interested in joining, or that you are waiting to hear back?
I haven't heard back from like the ward office about, or from TPD regarding like the numbers they were going to share with us. So from the city's perspective, I haven't heard back. However, April, who does not work for the city, but is part of the task force, I did connect with her, and she is open to coming next month to sharing her experience or answering any questions that we might have for her. And so if that is something that we would like, I can coordinate that with her to have her be one of our guests next month to share from her end. She was just not able to join us tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would be some questions that people would be interested in asking April?
For me personally, just I would kind of ask just her background, what she does within it, and just any information she can share. I think for me, her just kind of sharing her background, her experience, that for me will kind of possibly lead to other questions from there. But I think, like Josue said, I would be interested in her coming on and just kind of sharing her knowledge and experience from the task force perspective.
And I will also add that she also sits on the State of Arizona Task Force for Missing and Murdered Indigenous People. So she also has knowledge and experience or what's happening at the state level. I think that task force has been active and has been doing the listening sessions, while like the local one has kind of remained, has been more of like a self-disciplinary, self-accountability task force. And so it's really up to like the agencies. But from her perspective, she could bring and talk about what's happening in tribal communities with like, some of the things that she's been doing in that space. I know that, she's facilitated MMIP like trainings with like some of the tribal law enforcement agencies for the tribes. And she's been involved in other things. So I think she will bring a wealth of knowledge and around what's the work that's happening in the community. But I think if we have questions, particularly around the city of Tucson and what the city of Tucson has done, she will most likely say the same thing I shared last month, that when the city was asked to provide updates, that they didn't have updates to provide. But she can speak to what's happening around the state, what she is hearing from Indigenous families who have loved ones who have gone missing or have been murdered. And she can share some about like the stats, overview, like kind of like larger pieces versus like the city. But I think having her come share will be help us. If we need to follow up in another way with the city, or like, I know we talked about last month about maybe each person contacting their council member and kind of trying to push it further. But I think she can help us with like knowledge or like talking points or pieces that then we can take forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that idea of bringing, go ahead.
Yeah, I have my hand up. So, I'm curious to know what kind of actions politically they are taking, whether it be at the local, state, or federal level. Interested to know kind of what policies they are trying to implement or change, right, to kind of address these issues. Kind of go from there.
And when you ask that question, are you thinking from like the task force or like April and her own leadership, or like the Arizona task force? I'm not sure when you say how to best answer that question.
I'm sorry, I had a call. What was that? Were you addressing that to me?
Yes, I wasn't sure when you were saying like they about like policy and like.
So I mean, I take it April, and I'm completely late, right? So April is, she's part of an organization that kind of addresses these issues, right?
April is, she is one of the co-founders at Indivisible Tohono, and what they do is they do, civic engagement and weigh in advocacy, but most they work to address like issues that are impacting Native communities here in Southern Arizona, particularly like the Tohono O'odham Nation. But her role in these pieces is the mayor and council asked her to be part of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Task Force for Tucson. And then the governor appointed her to be to represent this region on the state task force. So her role is to mostly advise. And so she's been like kind of helping like bring communities together to be able to gather information to then advise the city and the state.
So this is still in the early stages, right? So I take it, is this something that's just starting up, or?
No, it's been 3 years since the, since the city of Tucson, did like number of press conferences, the proclamations, and like all these resolutions to establish the task force and committed to address the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous people. locally, because Tucson, I'd have to go back and look at the stat, but I believe Tucson is number 3 in the nation of cities impacted by the issue. And so they all committed to look at policies, look at how to best support our tribal communities here. And so they've been meeting and having conversations and been trying to like address the issue for the last 3 years. But there hasn't been like any updates to the community on what has happened. And it has, and because it's, at least for the city of Tucson piece of it, is it's more like self, like the agencies who are part of it, it's very much self accountability or self-disciplinary, where like they commit to doing the thing and then they do it. They don't have like anyone overseeing them to make sure that they're doing it. And so the letter was written to ask for the city from, like from the city's capacity or like policy, like what kind of things the city has done in the last 3 years to address the, to kind of move that commitment from just like this one time or a few like press conference to like what action has come from it. So it's been around for 3 years.
Right.
But there hasn't been any like public update on what has happened or like what has come from those things. But families are still sharing that they don't feel seen, they're not feeling supported, that there's still all these issues. And so that's where like the letter came from and that went out to the mayor and council.
Okay. So yeah, so I guess, you know, to answer your question on who is the they, right? I would think maybe the task force, and I understand it's only been 3 years, so there's probably still a lot of data gathering, and organizing and reaching out and creating an effective network. But, you know, even if they don't have anything at this point, maybe kind of, I'm curious just to hear their path forward and you know, certain, you know, steps they're going to take. You know what I mean? I'm just curious. But yeah, definitely. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
So I'm hearing it would be helpful to invite April to a future commission meeting. Any other questions, clarifications? All right. So you, Josue, would reach out to April and invite April to be to join one of our meetings under this, I think, agenda item. And do you want to maybe just let me know via email if April is able to come to the July one or August or a different one?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, and maybe in my coordination with you, Josue, I can I've been taking notes on the questions that people have been surfacing. I can send some of those questions over to you, and maybe that can help inform your invitation to April and just say, here are some of the questions that the commission has, you know, and invite her to be a guest.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Happy to do that. Well, great. Well, thank you for all the work that you've been doing on that. Let's move on here to item 8. This is HRC and Pima County partnership update. So I'll just share that at our last meeting, I agreed to reach out to my council person, Kevin, about the idea of a joint commission with Pima County. I did email Kevin and just asked that if he'd be willing to explore that idea, the joint commission, and ask if you'd be willing to raise this with the appropriate staff and our mayor and city council. I also just explained in my email that this type of joint commission would help streamline decision-making, collaboration, research efforts related to kind of Pima County on matters that require closer collaboration. And I pointed to the TCE resolution that we've been working on as an example of an area where it could be helpful to have more closer collaboration via a joint commission. So he seemed very open to the idea, invited me to a meeting with him. This was in the same email that I sent in the previous agenda item around the TCE update from Daniel. So we're just going to have one meeting and address both of these topics in that conversation. So like I said before, I'm still scheduling with the staff. And Ashley, I could also be getting it wrong, but I thought maybe you would be getting in touch with Paul Cunningham on this topic. I take it though that you haven't had a chance to do that. And that's totally fine if you haven't.
You're absolutely correct. I haven't, but thank you even for just speaking as to what you kind of addressed in that email, because if I still would like to reach out to him just to see if we can get a little bit more traction or interest invested in it. So, but you just describing what you had put, mentioning the TCE, that collaboration, and that kind of gives me some extra to put into my email so that that will still get done on my end as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And how about I'll forward you the email I sent to Kevin. It does have those two different topics that I wanted to talk with him about, but at least you'll be able to see how I framed it there. And I did also mention that we had somebody else on the commission interested in being in touch with their city council person as well. So that is on his radar that, you know, we're having approaching this from a couple different angles. And so I'm happy to send that email over to you if that's helpful.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have Belen on yet by chance? I can't see.
She is not here yet, no.
Okay. Let's move on then here to the item 9, Tucson Police Department data review. So at May's HRC meeting, we decided to add the topic of reviewing the Tucson Police Department activity data. The database link was sent with the agenda item yesterday, so it should be in your inbox. I realize that you just got it yesterday, and it's a lot of data to go through. And you probably have not had a chance to review it, and if you have, maybe not had a chance to really fully digest it. But what we wanted to do last month was to look at the data and, you know, see if there were any notable trends, patterns in that call data, and, you know, just see what, you know, what ideas, thoughts comes up from reviewing the data, and see if there's anything that the commission would have comments or questions about, and more just kind of a free-flowing conversation after reviewing it. So what I'm thinking in this meeting for today, I just wanted to make sure, one, that you received that link and that you can access the information on there. I didn't have any issues accessing it, but if I was on, I would share my screen and kind of walk you through it a little bit more. But What I could do though is if you have that link up, I'll just share, I think, three main things I want to, I think are important as you look at the data. So if you click the link in your email, you should be taken to a landing page. The title is Tucson Police Data and Analysis. And the first thing that you see on there is police activity. There's a data term called events, and it defines what events are. And so that's important as you look at the data to know what how they define events. And then also, if you scroll down to the middle of the page, there are different levels of events that the data tracks. So level one is the most urgent, so emergency response. That's immediate threat to life. That's the most urgent. And then that goes all the way to level four, which is the I'd say least life-threatening, least urgent, but still important. And that's level four, general response. And that's where no immediate threat is happening. So if you scroll down and you go to the data page, there's a button there, a link there that says go to the data. And then you should be taken to like a landing page with the BI report for Power BI. And you'll see different topics, events, event types, when events occurred. And you can click any of those topics on the left-hand side. You'll also see on the very bottom of the page, there's it says, you might see one of five, and those are, and then you'll see arrows to next page. If you don't see it, maybe you got to scroll down. But it's at the very bottom of kind of the footer of the web page, of the data page. So if you should be on one of five. If you click to the next page, you'll see two of five. And you'll see a lot of data. The most important thing here, though, is on the left side, you can filter by year, so it goes all the way down to 2018, month, ward. So you can manipulate the data that way. And then you'll also see on the top kind of right side, it says event level. And those coincide with the definitions from the landing page I shared earlier, right? So level one all the way to level four, level one being the most urgent, level four being matters that are require no immediate threat. And you know, you click them and you can manipulate the data that way as well. And you can click through to go to three of five, and those are the event types. So you can filter by different kinds of events that there are, again, by year, by ward, those kinds of things. And that's really what I wanted to just point out for this conversation. And like I said, for our next meeting, you know, you'll have a month to review this and just poke around and see if anything catches your attention. I don't think that there's any demographic data. I could be wrong. Somebody could correct me, but I don't think there's information like, you know, age or ethnicity or things like that. There are a couple images that John shared with me, and because I'm not able to share my screen, I'm not able to share that. But I think what we could do is I could send that to Abraham, you after this meeting, and if you could forward that, those two images to the commission, and just say, you know, it's related to item nine. And it's just some kind of two helpful infographics to help you digest the data a little bit better. It's the same data.
Sure, I can do that.
Any questions? Any concerns about accessing
it? I'll chime in and just mention that along with this, hopefully by the next meeting, maybe I can nab some additional, I mean, like demographic data by then, I will look into that, though. Like, by requesting it in some way. I don't know if there's anything like that that they have, like, produced, but on occasion they do, and we've had reports issued to us that we can review. So I'll see if I can make some contacts and see if we can get something on demographics.
That would be great. So, I think that would be really helpful.
So this police report that you provide, it doesn't have demographics.
I don't see any ways to filter demographic information. I mean, on the left-hand side, I don't see anything related to demographics.
Yeah, I didn't see any either. Yeah, besides that, right? And so, I mean, and that's kind of like the important parts that we want to know, but at least we have something. But, you know, I would be very interested to see the demographics, as I'm sure you guys are too.
Yeah. Okay.
And they might say, oh, we have it, but it doesn't totally correlate with this data for whatever reason. You know, maybe it's not totally reliable that they're willing to publish it publicly. I don't know. There could be various reasons for that, but I think it's worth saying, you know, what our stated mission is and what we do. This is important. If there's a way to access any, demographic information that maybe it correlates with this, maybe there's a different data set. I don't know, but I think that would be a good question to ask.
I know historically they have always, I think it was like maybe yearly or bi-yearly or something like that in the past. And this is like maybe 10 years ago, a little less than 10 years ago, but I know it was fairly consistent in, you know, back then to actually issue a report to the HRC from the police and fire departments, I believe. And we would have like raw data, and it was all sorted out in a presentation, like a PowerPoint presentation format. I can see if I can find an example and forward it, but if I'm not mistaken, they're supposed to do that on some kind of consistent basis and issue a report. It'd be kind of interesting to see if they have done that or if they haven't and they're supposed to. So that might be something for us to kind of look into.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes like hiring data as well as, you know, the number of people that are being let go or are leaving the departments for what reasons and where they're going. And also like what race, genders they are. Like they do track all of that. So I just wonder like what the contact would be for that currently, because we haven't really looked into that in the past several years. So I'll try to see what I can find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great. Any other questions, observations? All right. If not, I'm hearing that we will keep this item on the agenda. Have some time to look through the information, and John will be in touch with the city to try to obtain a little bit more demographic information and any other data that would be helpful for us to analyze and consider. And I think any information that you get, John, feel free to either forward it probably directly to Abraham, and you could CC me on that, or you could share it with me, and I'm happy to take it from there. Either way works, and try to get it out to the rest of the commissioners before that meeting, and make sure that that's considered and included.
Yep, no problem. I will do that.
Great. All right. Let's move on here then to item 10, vacancy and advisory positions. So from what I recall, and Abraham, you can correct me, we have three open seats, the mayor, Ward 1, and Ward 4, which I think Cedric is currently sitting in, but prefers to be in a advisory position. So that will be an open seat once that is official. And I'm also going to suggest send a letter to the mayor's office. I don't know what the exact right etiquette would be, but I'm taking a message to the mayor's office and suggesting that John be appointed as a mayor appointee position for the HRC. Any other clarifications or questions?
Yes, you are correct, Eric. Those are the current vacancies. And assuming Cedric steps down, that would provide an opening for Ward 4, and alongside the mayor's position and the opening for a non-advisory member as well. Non-voting advisor, excuse me.
All right. If there's no other questions, clarifications on that, I think we can move on. All right, moving to item 11, chairperson and commissioner's summary of current events. I mentioned this last month, but I think it's just worth mentioning again. There is a ballot initiative that's being proposed for giving Pima County residents facing detention or deportation access to a public defender. And that there is a petition you can sign online. Or no, you can't sign it. I don't think you can't sign it online, but online is information on where and how you can sign it at in-person locations. And so there's an office. You could go to their office and sign that petition. It's a few blocks south from the Tucson Convention Center. There's the Democratic Party headquarters that could be signed, or there's also a number of community events that are popping up where you can also sign it, and it lists it there on their website. So if you just Google Justice for All Pima County petition, you'll find information about that and places where you can sign it. Anything else from other commissioners? All right. Do we have, if there's nothing else, I'm going to move on. Do we have Belen on yet?
No, we do not.
Okay. So, I want to honor the time frame that is intended for this letter to pass. But I also, I think, have some questions and edits. And what do others think about delaying this another month, or is there any way that we can do this online? I think with our meeting rules, we can't do it online. We have to meet. Is that right? To edit something like a letter like mm-hmm. this?
Yes. If you'd like to take action and vote on it, yes, it would have to be during a meeting.
Okay. But if we didn't need to take action to vote on it, could it be done over email?
I will double check that. I'm not entirely sure at this moment. But if it's regarding just edits, if Belen was the one who drafted it, if you want to ask them if they're comfortable with that. If you'd like, also, you can do a brief discussion on the letter during this meeting, but if, before taking any possible action, if you want to, you know, wait for her, whether that be for the next meeting, that can be entirely up to you.
Mm-hmm. What do others think about the idea of either delaying this, postponing it for another month, or having a brief conversation about it now and kind of getting a general sense of where people's questions, comments, concerns are about the letter before deciding what we want to do?
I'm okay with postponing for another month in hopes that we can have that conversation too with Belen present on the line. So I'm okay with postponing to next month.
Okay. I feel comfortable with postponing. I think since it will. This is the second time we're postponing. I would like to suggest we, for next month, whether Belen is present or not, and I can take kind of ownership of the letter if Belen is not present next month, and make sure that the edits are incorporated, pass it over back to Belen, make sure that there's a chance for Glenn to sign off on that as well and just move it forward. Cause I prefer not to have it on our docket for, any longer than one more month. How do people feel about that?
Agreed.
Okay. Then let's do that. We'll table any discussion for this letter for next month. And next month, we'll move towards a discussion on the edits, try to get to a point where we can pass the letter. And I will, if Belen is not here to record the notes, I will move that work forward. Right. And that brings us to future agenda items, item 12. So with the missing and murdered Indigenous people, inviting April. We'll have that on the agenda as is. Do we need to note on the agenda if April will be there, or just have it on the agenda as is and don't need to note that April will be there?
You don't need, if they're going to be a guest speaker during that item, you don't have to note that. If they'll be speaking to that item specifically, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Nothing is coming to mind. I'm not missing something. I think everything that we plan to address is included in one of the existing topics. All right, so I'm not hearing any other future agenda items. All right, well then let's move on to the last item, 13, adjournment. And I think we can adjourn at 6:15.
All right, time is noted at 6:15, adjourned. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Good evening. Bye-bye. Bye.